When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Top Stories, I am Andy Zaltzman. In today's delve into the Bugle archives, we're going back to the start of November 2019. I was joined by two leviathans of British comedy, Al Murray and Mark Steele, in the week that Britain decided to go back to the polls, or had it decided for them. Yes, it was going to be general election time. Again. Top story this week, well, we didn't get Brexit, but we are getting an election, which is going to be about Brexit, but also leave potentially a government in place for 5 years.
We're going to vote our way out of this, man. We are going to vote, vote until it goes away.
but by not actually voting on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the world's most oblique election.
Exactly. You know, I'm actually sort of a little bit in love with what's happening at the moment. I love it. It's sort of dazzling. I would dare, when I get the paper in the morning, I sort of dazzled. I daren't look. Sort of look away.
It's a soap opera that has long since gone past the point where you go, oh no, the equivalent of a plane crashing in the middle of the street that the soap opera's in and stuff. And, you know, one of the main characters turns out to be in ISIS or something. We've gone way past. We've gone way past that now. We think, oh, no, who's written this now?
I wish I could read the history book about this from 150 years time, you know.
Yes.
And go, oh, well, that's really what was causing it all. Because it's we're in the thicket of it. I'm sort of in love with it. I'm in love with how ridiculous it is. I love that they shut Parliament in order to defend parliamentary democracy. I just love it. Do that. Why not? I love it. Yeah.
Nothing would surprise you.
Yeah, exactly.
With feline plus, we're only allowed to Europe through a flap and we all have to shit in a tray. That's the result of it. Nothing. If Emily Thornberry campaigned naked today in a canoe. Really?
But is that thing? But all the time backing this up has been this. You know, the country's going to explode. There will be riots if we don't leave, and that has not happened.
No.
So they're going to have to stow that, aren't they?
Yes.
As an argument,
I'm going to have to organise some riots.
Organise some riots.
Yes. Rees-Mogg.
Yeah.
I wanted my 50p to be worth something.
Also, I mean, behind this, we had the Conservative government, when it came in under Cameron, passed the Fixed Term Parliament Act.
Yeah.
One of the least necessary pieces of legislation in the glorious British history of unnecessary legislation that was supposed to fix the term of Parliament, hence the name, and thus reduce the number of times we were inconvenienced by the democracy we keep erroneously being told we're obsessed with in this country. And under the Fixed Term Parliament Act, this would be now the third election in 4 years, just what the British public has been aching for, 6 weeks of concentrated bullshit, bullshattered into their haggard, resigned faces. These are curious democratic times.
Indeed, and as is the Conservative slogan, which is Britain deserves better, which is a perfectly reasonable, if anodyne, slogan if you are the opposition. But when you have been in power for, we deserve better than this utter rubbish, stupid, useless, hideous, monstrous government that has been ruining the country for 9 years.
We've printed
the leaflets now.
Bloody hell. Yeah. Of all the slogans, look. Admittedly, we've been shit. But vote for us again.
Yes, in case it gets worse.
In case it gets worse.
And each time the slogan is, there'll be Labour getting. There'll be a terrible, terrible mess. People may recall there will be. It is either stability with us or chaos with Ed Miliband.
Yeah.
And luckily, we didn't have any chaos at all. And then strong and stable. Yeah. And
also, you've had Boris Johnson, the Archduke of Absolute Drivel, who's been warning people that Brexit would be delayed under Jeremy Corbyn. Now, this is a man who delayed Brexit himself by voting repeatedly against Theresa May's so-called deal, and then delayed Brexit again by chickening out of putting his own so-called deal through Parliament, now warning people that Corbyn will.
Yeah, but that's what this is. This is how this whole thing works. That is simply characteristic of what's happening. You know, it's this. We lost control of our borders in a country on an island where we haven't got any, and we're going to lose control of taking back of the borders we haven't got because of another island with a border that we'd forgotten about. It's sort of perfect. I'm 51 now, and I'm starting to wonder whether this isn't all a simulation.
Right? Oh, like the Matrix.
Yeah, I'm a brain in a jar, and none of this is actually happening. You know, because I the other day I ran into someone who knew someone from school, you know, from my old school, and that's impossible. There's more than 150 people in the world, surely. Right? and what's happening now just feels like it does like you. I mean, you're joking about being like a soap opera, but it feels written. It feels we're living in a parable about the limits of wisdom or something. You know, and one day they'll tell this story as an amazing fable.
And you wonder, was it like this during the Corn Laws and stuff? But then that was relatively short, wasn't it, compared to
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's what, you know, if you look at historic crises, they tend to sort of end.
Yeah. Well, even the Civil War was only sort of 18 years from beginning to end, wasn't it?
Yeah, well,
really, sort of thing. So this is going to way, way go past that. There's going to be people as yet not born who, when they're 40, are going to go, I wonder if it'll ever end.
Yeah. Well, people keep joking about there'll be a ceremonial thing every year where the EU grants the UK an extension, and no one will know what, you know, like why do guardsmen wear bearskins? You know, no one really knows anymore. And they'll go through this ritual. And
I assume that was like a lunch thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a lunch thing, yeah.
And it's just so many people full of us. I was sort of came across a tactical. Well, somebody showed it me a tactical voting website, and because I thought, well, I suppose the argument here is that if you're against Brexit or if you particularly don't like Boris Johnson or whatever, because it seems to be in two blocks, doesn't it? There's on the one hand Farage and Boris Johnson support Brexit and they are of a certain political persuasion, and then you've got everybody else, really, the disillusioned Conservatives, liberals, the nationalists in Wales and Scotland, liberals and Labour. But they're all scrambling for the votes between them, almost as if they don't care if they lose, as long as they get. So the Liberal Democrats sort of seem, their position seems to be, we don't care if a sociopath runs the country as long as we go up to 23% in Reading West.
Yeah.
And I saw one of these websites, a tactical voting one, where it says, oh, who's got the best chance of beating Boris Johnson? And the Liberal one, it said it was North East Somerset. 38% is a graph. 38% Conservative, 32% Liberal, 8% Labour. All right. And then at the bottom it said, this is from a poll where people were asked, who would you vote for if the contest was only between the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats? And no other party stood a chance. So that's... oh, you might as well say, who would you vote for, assuming the Labour candidate was Hitler?
Well, this is one of the great problems that we have with our electoral system. That basically means for the vast majority of voters... that's what I meant. That basically means for a huge proportion of the voters in this country, there is... absolutely no point in voting for what you actually believe in. So therefore, we have no way of knowing what the country actually thinks. Now, clearly, as a nation, we don't...
I believe in Father Christmas, and he's not on the balance sheet, is he?
Yeah, you know, as a nation, we don't like to say what we actually feel. We've developed an entire way of communicating that relies on obfuscation and a hinting. And, you know, many marriages have survived decades longer than they would otherwise have done, thanks to that. There are huge social structures for the avoidance of genuine expressions of emotion, and none is more impressive than our voting system, which kind of forces people not to vote in line with what they think. And this is illustrated by this party election broadcast, which came out today. Do you care about the environment? Do you think the economy should be run sustainably at local, national and global levels, and with the goal of social justice fundamental to policy making? Do you believe in electoral reform and an informed participatory democracy and a nation that demands social responsibility from its business? Then why not vote for the Green Party? Because it's f***ing pointless, that's why. Under First Past the Post, you might as well smear a dead ferret's blood on your ballot paper and post it to NASA marked plan for an intergalactic rocket made of ferret's blood as vote green, you idealistic hippie. Hold your nose and vote Labour or Conservative like a good boy and or girl. We've got it f***ing sewn up. It's what we fought the wars for. May not apply if you live in Brighton. Paid for by the British Association of Vested Interests. So it's... I mean, even, you know, all this, the public must have their say, and then we have to speak in tongues.
That's beautiful, Andy.
Thank you.
You actually reached a poetic moment there. That's got to be a first. I mean, you're issue 4,128. There's never been actual poetry on this show.
I don't know. Sometimes I sort of hit a plateau of weary resignation, yeah. And I'm happier then.
Yeah.
And then occasionally, I know there's going to be one opinion poll that's going to show that the lead has shrunk and Labour are only 34 behind. And I'm going to go, oh, there's a bit of hope.
But the thing that, you know, obviously everything becomes personal in the end, right? This election's happening on my youngest daughter's birthday.
Wow!
That. It's ruined. It's ruined. I want to spend a day with a toddler, you know, having fun, not going, oh, Christ, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? It's like this government have ruined everything. My daughter's birthday included. And
You can take cake down to the polling station.
Well, I suppose, yeah, but that means the nursery's shut.
Oh.
So I've got to look after her. That's the actual...
That's the last thing you want to
That's the actual ball ache here.
Proper British parenting.
It has actually ruined the day. Going to have to worry about this shit on her birthday. Anyway.
But I do like it. I feel... I never feel so grown up as when I'm voting.
Mm.
I just sort of... I still have that thrill of like... Oh, I'm trusted with this.
Hiring a car is the thing that makes me feel really grown up.
Oh, yeah, are you mad?
Yeah, you keys? Exactly. Give me the keys. You've never seen me drive. I mean, maybe these are pretty similar, actually. You know, no, you're allowed to vote, and yet...
Are you suggesting voting licences?
I think I probably am. A voting... You have to do a test, maybe a licence.
And should there then be, like, a phase where you have, like, a provisional voting licence so you don't get all these kids who suddenly qualify to vote and just go out and...
Yeah, definitely.
Reckless.
I think we're definitely onto something here.
Breathalysers. This is what they did in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
That was another top story. Thank you very much for listening. Now do pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest Bugle podcast. It's very much like this show, but longer and more recent.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.